the continuum from pre-admission, admission, discharge, of course, back at home recovering, and then back to wellness. I think that is one of the great promises that automation, in its truest realized form, can allow us if we leverage technology.
Welcome to Masimo's Hospital Automation podcast series. This is the third episode on hospital automation, how connectivity is redefining healthcare administration and patient care. Hi, I'm Patty Enrado with HIMSS, and today I'm with Rick Giannata, Senior Vice President and Chief Healthcare Administrative Advisor at Masimo. Welcome, Rick.
Great to be here with you, Patty.
So today's episode is Hospital Automation, Enhancing Patient Care and Hospital Efficiency. So Rick, you're basically a veteran in the field. Can you tell us more about your background and why you see the need for hospital automation?
Sure. Let me try to sum it up if I could. Started at the bedside, clinically, really, as a nurse's aide, nursing assistant, and worked my way up there through an LPN nurse practitioner. Then in the administrative roles, chief nursing officer, chief operating officer, then CEO of some great organizations across the country before I joined Masimo. And what that has really allowed me to do is have a perspective, I think, certainly over the last 40 years of how things have changed. It's been a dynamic ride for sure. And I'm not only talking about my own professional journey, but really for healthcare delivery and for the health sector in general. So a lot has happened in the technology side, in the care delivery side, in the clinical medicine side, from the basic research to the translational, and then I think the incredible breakthroughs that we've had. And it still always comes back to the same questions. Can we impact clinical outcomes and safety? Can we have a great patient experience? Can we reduce the cost of care? And I think that's the promise of automation.
Great. And that goes great into my second question is, how do you define hospital automation?
Yeah, I think the best way to think about hospital automation, at least when I mull it around in my head, is, are there ways that we can take inefficiency out of the workflow for the clinician? Are there processes that are routine and expected in good clinical care that we could eliminate by leveraging technology and really get the velocity of care to be very, very different by using automation? Of course, this has got to be done in a way that adds safety first with respect to any data that has been acquired, whether actively or passively, that it is accurate, that it is medical grade, that it is reliable and diagnostic in quality, that could then be applied to patient care, but also routine things like making sure that accuracy doesn't create a situation where you're having unnecessary alarms or the wrong kind of alarms, so that we can also take into account the incredible demanding roles that clinicians have. So it really is looking at the processes, steps, workflow, automating them by leveraging an incredible amount of data acquired actively and passively, so that you could create a process and a system that is much more efficient in the delivery of care.
So from a technical perspective, how does hospital automation impact healthcare delivery?
I think, again, it harkens back to some of the elements of my response in the previous question. If we look at clinical inefficiency and how that could lead to delays in care, excessive lengths of stay, et cetera, if we look at analytics that will allow us to intervene earlier because we're acquiring, again, a myriad of different data sets to have a better decision-making on and better line of sight on, that could certainly impact healthcare delivery without a doubt. And if you do all of this right, you will have better clinical outcomes, a safer environment, and I do hope a better experience for those we're here to serve, patients, right? So that efficiency side also makes sure that we're reducing the amount of time in the hospital, or any time in the hospital is certainly as, let's just say, convenient as possible for the patient as they navigate the system.
So Rick, you mentioned data acquisition. So once it's acquired, how do caregivers know what to do with all of the data?
Bringing the data together, aggregating it so it makes sense in a dashboard format, where you could really have an aggregated view of all of that information in a form that you can act on. That is what I think every clinician wants. Instead of going through, in the old days, pages and pages of paperwork, or looking at perhaps a view screen where you're picking and choosing many, many different numbers and having to make sense on the fly, it is really the acquisition of that information and the synthesis of it in either a format through a patient safety index, a singular number, a trend line, et cetera, so that it can really give, again, the clinician line of sight on that particular patient. This is the real important component of data acquisition that is the backbone of successful automation, right? It's bringing and automating this process together, leveraging that data so it can be actionable, and having that obviously benefit the patients and have a much more efficient environment for our clinicians.
Great. So how might hospital automation benefit care from an economic standpoint?
Sure. You know, I mentioned length of stay earlier. If you take out unnecessary, let's just say, steps in the process, right? And you look again, I characterize it as the velocity of care. And I don't mean the speed or reckless velocity. I mean just the cadence of having someone go through the system. You take out unnecessary steps, becomes a much more efficient process. If you reduce time in hospital, it impacts length of stay, reduces the cost of care. If you liberate a clinician's time, say at tasks that could be replaced through automated processes, then using a nurse's example, they can have more time at the bedside with a patient, more time to give care. And this, I think, is really important. And I don't know how we'd quantify that. There are studies that you could say could put a dollar on it. I'd rather say time at the bedside with the caregiver, with the clinician, with the nurse. It's priceless, right, in these situations. And to reclaim that because you've automated processes is really, I think, a benefit to, again, the patients we serve and makes the system much, much better.
So where do you see things going next?
Well, as we look again at the journey of a typical patient, we always have to start with the fact that there was a time when they weren't a patient, when they were in a state of wellness, right? And had agency for their own life and well-being. And where I think this is really going is, can we use automation and the data that we acquire so that individuals, consumers, people who are not patients, who have access to their own health data, can make decisions based on that data before they become a patient, that they're in charge and have their own hand on the lever of where their care will be delivered, how they will want their clinicians to respond to them, et cetera, because they have control over that information. It would also prompt them for care, et cetera, and really, I think, set the stage for an experience that isn't only episodic with an inpatient, but really looks at the continuum from pre-admission, admission, discharge, of course, back at home recovering, and then back to wellness. I think that is one of the great promises that automation in its truest realized form can allow us if we leverage technology, aggregate these systems together, and give the clinician line of sight on this data that they can intervene upon so we have better clinical outcomes, better patient experience, and of course, better financial performance.
So does this idea of a connected automated platform translate to care outside the hospital at all? You mentioned that a little bit earlier. And how might this benefit the individual consumer?
Every bit of data that's been out there demonstrates that you can have patients at home, having hospital care at home, right? Hospital at home and those who are going to home, hospital to home, whether it's surgical conditions, chronic medical conditions, et cetera, the data supports that clinical outcomes can be equal, if not better, if the right technology, wraparound services, and clinical access is provided at home. Well, the way that's optimized and done best would be through an automated platform, really, that, again, synthesizes this data, makes sense of it, allows the clinicians to act on it. So that's one thing. The second piece is, as I noted, the wellness side, right? Giving individuals that ability to access their own data, make their own choices, engage with their healthcare provider in a way that is informed through their own information so that they can have a much more relevant conversation about their own health, well-being, and if it's an illness, the course of treatment for that illness.
Great. Well, I'm going to try and synthesize, you know, what you've said, Rick. You said a lot of really great things. You know, when we think of hospital automation, we think about, you know, just automating processes and workflows, but it's really more than just automating the workflows because you really have to be, you know, thoughtful about leveraging data and data analytics. You talked about liberating the clinician's time, but also engaging the patient as well. So when you're able to do that and automate all those processes integrated into one platform, you know, you're able to do a number of things. You're able to give visibility for the clinician to, you know, deliver timely care. You're able to engage the patient to, you know, once they're in the hospital, they also, you know, leave the hospital. So it's in the entire patient journey that, you know, that also helps them along that process. And then in the end, you know, it reduces inefficiencies and that helps hospitals' bottom line as well. So having this automated system of hospital automation really touches, you know, a lot of different stakeholders, you know, in the patient's journey, the clinicians, the hospitals themselves. So Rick, is there anything else that you want to add to that summary?
I would just say this, Patty. I think that healthcare, for many, many reasons, has probably trailed a little bit with respect to the deployment of technology, always erring on the side of safety, right? When it comes to delivering care for patients, right? Their lives are touched by every clinician visit or hospital visit, certainly. But the opportunity to automate all of the information, the data, aggregating the number of different systems and components that might be part of an inpatient stay in a way that is more efficient, that reduces steps in the process, that creates a more, again, I think, streamlined process for the patient will be beneficial across the board. And if it also, because of the acquisition of this information, creates an environment where there's data that can impact positively the clinical outcomes and safety profile for any patient in the hospital, whether it be alarms and alarm management, time at the bedside, as I spoke about with respect to, say, nursing care, that really is, I think, a tremendous benefit for the healthcare system across the board.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Rick.
It's been great talking to you.